The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show.
Children all over the world love Eric, except for one 10-year-old girl named Ramona. She can't stand Eric, and she's not afraid to say so. Okay, I admit it. I am Ramona. I hate you, Eric. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, yeah, and here you are. I mean, here he is, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. My name is Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Coincidence? I ask you. Albin,
yes.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Listen,
doing well.
Our interview in the previous hour with Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino, their book is important. It's called Justice on Trial. I want to remind people, if you missed that, that was hour one today. I want to remind people there are 100 ways you can listen to this program at this point. You can listen to it regular style on the radio.
Yeah.
Or you can go to MetaxasTalk.com and you can listen to it 24/7. You can also get the app on your smartphone. It's crazy. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
You just put in Metaxas in the App Store, and whoop, it comes up. You get it. And within seconds, you can be listening to this program, today's program, right? Well, now, I say this is hour two. I thought, how do you top Molly Hemingway? I got an idea. What about John Zmirak? You think he's available? And son of a gun, The Beagles are sleeping. Zmirak is available. So we're going to talk to him in just a few seconds. Before we get to John Zmirak, and we've got some explosive things, you just wait. Before we get to John Zmirak, Albin, we have to mention today is Tuesday, the 9th of July.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, the 10th of July, all across the United States of America, in 15 cities specifically, there are going to be rallies for religious freedom. I want to say, if you are unfamiliar with the concept of religious freedom, it is at the very heart of all of the liberties we hold dear in America. If we don't stand up for religious liberty, if we as a nation don't hold up the torch for religious liberty around the world, people suffer. So I want to say that tomorrow I'm going to mention the cities. And if you're in one of these cities or know somebody in one of these cities, I would recommend to you, if you can do it, to go to one of these rallies. You'll learn something and you will be drawn into this idea. If we don't all get serious about religious liberty in America right now, when it is for the first time, I would suggest, in 240 years under threat, we're all going to be in trouble. So we kind of owe this to our country. So if it's possible, I'm going to mention the cities. Atlanta, Georgia. Raise your hands. I can see you.
Somebody in the back there.
Anybody? Yeah. Atlanta, Georgia. Cleveland, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio.
Hold your applause till the end.
Dallas, Texas. Denver, Colorado. Houston, Texas. Los Angeles, California. Miami, Florida. New York. Right here. Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia. No, sorry. Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, California, Tampa, Florida, Tysons, Virginia, Washington, D.C., West Palm Beach, Florida. Those are the 15 cities. If you want information,
go to a website.
You have to go to religiousfreedomrally.org. Religiousfreedomrally.org. This is very, very important if you're in any of those cities: Atlanta, Cleveland, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Miami, New York, Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, Tampa, Florida, Tysons, Virginia, Washington, D.C., West Palm Beach, Florida. If you know anybody in those cities or you're in those cities, it would be fantastic. Bring the kids. This is important to our future. Go to religiousfreedomrally.org. For more details, religiousfreedomrally.org. We'll try to mention that again. We now have the great joy of bringing onto the program, live, John Zmierak. John,
yay.
Welcome.
John.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. He always sounds so relaxed.
I was just about to look up and see if Dallas is one of those cities.
Dallas is. I just mentioned it.
It is.
Dallas is one of these cities. You go to religiousfreedomrally.org. You can find out the details. Bring your friends. Bring your beagles. Do what
I'm
you need to do.
I'm going
to
bring the beagles because they have a howl against injustice and against tyranny that pierces the sky.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is one of them named Solzhenitsyn? I forgot. Finian and Rainbow?
Finian and Cujo.
He's named for Finnegan's Wake, not the horrible novel, but the wonderful Irish drinking song that it was named for.
Okay. Oh, you mean that there's a drinking song after which the novel was named, if it can be called a novel?
I didn't even know there was a novel. I just heard the song.
Nobody, you know what I was going to say? I don't need to say to people, don't read Finnegan's Wake, because no one does or will read it.
Go ahead and try.
You can purchase a copy, but I defy you to read more than five pages. I defy you. You can read it in the store, but no stores carry it. Okay, John, I want to talk to you about two very important things. First of all, you wrote an article at thestream.org called "Trump Didn't Make the Left Crazy, Just Tempted Them Into Exposing Themselves." Double entendre.
Yeah.
Probably intended. There's another article not written by you, written by Timothy Furnish. The title is Do Iran's Leaders Want to Hotwire the Apocalypse? And you say, and he says, too many American evangelicals have been misled about Iran's intentions. So should we talk about Trump first? Can we talk about that first?
Let's talk about the lighthearted, lighthearted thing. First.
What do you say in your article at thestream.org, Trump didn't make the left crazy, just tempted them into exposing themselves. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, who would have believed 10 years ago if some conservative had said, you know, the Democrats are going to end up supporting open borders, free health care for all illegal immigrants who can make it into the country, free sex change operations for those illegal immigrants, drag queen story hour for little kids, an abortion on demand for 9 months in 50 states on taxpayer money, and then they're going to close down churches and persecute Christians who don't recognize same-sex marriage and sex change operations and won't call men women and women men. Sneaker companies are going to stop using the American flag on the 4th of July. They're going to announce it. The Democrats are not just going to tear down Confederate memorials, they're going to be tearing down George Washington. Transgender activists will be destroying women's sports while governors endorse infanticide. Reporters will be endorsing gang attacks on other reporters because they happen to be conservative. And restaurants will be banning Republicans from eating in their stores, while left-wing gangs will be putting out the home address of the few conservative commentators like Tucker Carlson. People would have said you were crazy. They would have, your book would not have been published, or you would have probably had to self-publish it and sell it exclusively at gun shows. I think I came across books like that in the 90s, and they've all proven to be 100% accurate. I've actually come up with a new heuristic for understanding current events. I call it there's something called the Gini coefficient, which measures inequality in society. I call this the Gani coefficient. Gun show apocalyptic novel insanity index, and it measures madness in society. And we're approaching 100 on the Gani coefficient.
Okay, so everything you just said, and it is staggering. We have to sometimes pause. Sane people have to pause and say it was not always thus. Just a few years ago, most Democrats, if you'd interviewed them, would say, well, of course, I'm not for open borders. I'm not for free health care for illegals. That's insanity. Sex change operations for illegals, taxpayers paying for that, all on and on and on and on. In fact, we have on the record President Obama was against all of these things. He felt compelled as the president of the United States to take a moderate position on these things. You say in this article something about Donald Trump made the left expose their truth thinking on these issues. Now these things are out in the open, and I presume because of this, they will not be able to defeat him in the presidential election.
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, but we absolutely have to win this. We now know what we didn't fully know 5 or 10 years ago, that the Democrats are, in fact, and have been for some time, an enormous fringe party. Now, that sounds weird, right? You think of fringe parties as small.
Right.
But then you've studied the Weimar Republic.
Yeah.
The two largest parties were the Nazis and the communists.
Actually, I wanted to end this segment on a hopeful note. We have failed. We're going to be right back, folks. We're going to have more hope with John Zmirak. Don't go away. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Okay, Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Comes a time when you're drifting. Comes a time when you settle down.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
Albin, you're Albin.
I am.
I'm Eric Metaxas.
You are.
And John Zmirak is playing the role of John Zmirak. Before we get to John Zmirak, that's the ultimate tease. People are like, no, get to Zmirak. No, before we give you Zmirak, we want to tell you, actually, this is a big thing. Tomorrow, all across America, there are religious freedom rallies. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 10th of July. If you want information about that, go to religiousfreedomrally.org, religiousfreedomrally.org. I'm going to mention the cities quickly. If you are in or around one of these cities, it would be spectacular to get to one of these rallies. Atlanta, Cleveland, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, Miami, Florida, New York, Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, Tampa, Florida, Tysons, Virginia, Washington, D.C., West Palm Beach, Florida. Go to religiousfreedomrally.org. You can check them out on Twitter, at @freedom_rally.
I noticed that Chicago wasn't on the list, was it?
No.
I think they've given up.
Okay, so folks, we have John Zmirak on the line. John, we were just talking about something about Donald Trump forced the left to kind of be open about their most dramatically crazy socialist tendencies. In the past, they had felt, I think, out of deference to the electorate, some necessity of being careful. What happened? What did Trump do?
Well, not just socialist, but anti-Christian and anti-American, basically unpatriotic, anti-patriotic. I mean, refusing to put the American flag on a sneaker, that's not just socialist, that's anti-American. Erasing America's borders so that tens of millions of people can march across the border straight onto Medicaid, that's anti-American, that's unpatriotic, that's treasonous behavior. That's the behavior of someone who hates the country and wants to wipe it out and start new from scratch, okay? And he trolled them accidentally, mostly, into showing their true face. And I don't think it's anything unique about Donald Trump. I don't think it's character. I don't think it's his personality. I think all the people who are trying to say, well, it's just something about Trump, they're basically killing the messenger. Donald Trump is the guy who brought you a FedEx envelope, and you opened it, and in it were Democrats, these Democrats. Don't blame the messenger. All Donald Trump wanted to do was to be a centrist president who would build a lot of highways, create blue-collar jobs, get immigration under control. Basically, if Joe Biden had become president 10 years ago, that was how Trump wanted to govern,
right.
Except he was authentically pro-life, which he had come around to relatively recently. The difference is the Democrats had Obama for 8 years, and if it were up to them, he would have been president for life. They would have put him on a throne with peacock feathers and given him Idi Amin's old title of president for life, and they would have left him in power forever. The fact that they didn't, that we had a peaceful transfer of power, well, guess what? We didn't, did we? Because Hillary was supposed to take over. She was the anointed heir when, you know, Bernie didn't get the nomination. But the Democrats had to stay out. Continue the fundamental transformation of America from something that was wicked and evil from the moment Columbus sailed the ocean blue up until the moment Barack Obama was elected president, which is the first moment when his wife Michelle said she had ever been proud to be an American.
Yeah, and just yesterday an interview was played. I'm not sure who was interviewing her, but I think it was Oprah's friend Gail King, where she declined to defend even slightly Joe Biden against Kamala Harris's attacks on him. And I thought this is a telling moment where this is the man that served and enabled you to become president and first lady. There's no question about that, that he gave it's kind of like what Hindenburg gave Hitler. You had this sense of continuity. We've got Joe Biden here, so we're not going to have a super radical in Obama. He'll be grounded by Biden. He was able to be elected and to win a second term in some part due to Joe Biden by his side. And even Michelle Obama, literally just yesterday, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, and they aired it yesterday, but was unwilling to stand up for Joe Biden and said she didn't want to get involved.
Right.
Very interesting that she would be siding with Kamala Harris,
like
it looks like.
It's like the French Revolution, where yesterday's radicals are today's reactionaries who have to go to the guillotine.
That's precisely right. I guess I want to talk to you, we don't have to do it this second, but about Jeffrey Epstein, because there was some blockbuster information there yesterday. I want to talk about that. And then I want to talk to you about how Glenn Beck and Joel Rosenstein and others.
Rosenberg.
I'm sorry, Joel Rosenberg. My friend Joel Rosenberg. What's wrong with me? And Glenn Beck have been putting out some information on Iran that you and your friend Timothy Furnish say is simply incorrect, and it's been misleading a lot of people. Do we have anything else that we should talk about on on this article here?
Oh, on this article, well, I just want to point out, I think a lot of the discomfort and hostility towards Trump among Republicans, among evangelicals, is they're blaming him without even really thinking about it. They're blaming him for how polarized and divisive politics have gotten in America. They're blaming him for how nasty and crazy the Democrats have been, as if it's his fault. But here's really all that's going on. The only thing that's going on. The Democrats thought they would have power forever. And they're throwing a tantrum because he won. That's what they hate him for. Any Republican who won, they would have hated almost as much. And the other thing is, they think they can't lose this election. So they think that this is like Boston or San Francisco, where the Democratic primary is the general election.
Yeah.
So they are racing to the most radical left to try to win the Democratic nomination, because they think that the rest is a formality, like some East German election, and they're going to win with 99% of the vote, because 99% of the people they meet every day hate Donald Trump, and they forget that the rest of the country exists. And if it were up to them, they'd get rid of the Electoral College, so it wouldn't matter that the rest of the country exists.
It seems... go ahead, sorry.
So the reason... I think people who feel uncomfortable with Trump, who are basically conservative, how much of it's really about him? He wanted to compromise with Schumer and Pelosi. He wanted to do a deal on immigration. He wanted to build highways. Nothing he has done has been divisive. This is the Democrats throwing a tantrum. They would have done it if Jeb Bush had been elected president. They would have done it if John Kasich, if John McCain had been elected president, and if he were alive, they would be doing it to him. Anyone who it wasn't going along with their revolutionary agenda of transforming America into something like Venezuela would be a hate figure, and they'd be beating up his supporters on the streets of America.
One thing that struck me very recently in the last couple of days here, which I think bears saying, is that we have seen the left in the country do exactly what they're accusing Trump of doing. In other words, in the beginning, there were some some major figures, Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live and other figures who are politically liberal, said, hey, you know, we got our chance. We're going to give this guy a chance to govern. There were some noises were made. And then very quickly, a kind of madness took over and people decided he is uncivil. He's a pig. We're going to do everything we can to take him down. And what I've noticed is that if you really think about what's right and wrong, if somebody behaves a certain way, you dignify that behavior by stooping to it. So even if Trump were behaving in the way they're accusing him of behaving, to stoop to that behavior and not to treat the presidency with the dignity that the office deserves is to go down to that level. And so very recently, when the woman's name on the U.S. soccer team, the woman with the purple hair
The Terminator.
Whoever she is.
She looks like a Terminator.
It strikes me. She looks like Tilda Swinton. But it seems to me that there was a time in America when people on sports teams knew that it was wrong to be disrespectful to the flag. It was wrong to be disrespectful to the office of the presidency, to the White House. That has changed. And it seems to me that is the real story that the media is not covering, is that there was a time when people would put those things aside. And by putting those things aside, they would, in fact, force the president to be more, quote unquote, presidential. They have decided they're no longer doing that. And I really think that when people like this woman on the U.S. soccer team stoop to that kind of thing, they ought to be called out on it. Fellow team members ought to call them out on it. Their coaches ought to call them out on it. It's simply wrong, and it really is divisive. We're going to be back, folks, talking to John Zmirak. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. H. Ross Perot, the colorful, self-made Texas billionaire who rose from a childhood of Depression-era poverty and twice ran for president as a third-party candidate, has died. He was 89. The cause of death was leukemia. President Trump says he'll take a very close look at Labor Secretary Alex Acosta's handling of a sex trafficking case involving billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta was a federal prosecutor in South Florida when he was involved in a 2008 plea deal that allowed Epstein to avoid prosecution on federal charges of molesting teenage girls. France has sent a top diplomat to Tehran to urge Iran to scale back its recently increased uranium enrichment activities. 62-year-old Californian Tom Steyer joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, reversing course after he said he would forego a run. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
We're in the thick of summer, and Blinds.com is here to make sure you stay cool. Head to Blinds.com now for incredible site-wide savings on blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Custom-made to fit any style and budget. Order with confidence, knowing Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years. And they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com now for incredible savings site-wide on blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. Plus, save an extra $20 with promo code PRAGER. And you can get your perfect look today at Blinds.com and pay over time with PayPal credit. That's Blinds.com for incredible site-wide savings, plus an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at Blinds.com/PayPal.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line, on the odds still free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know, gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
Hey there, there, folks. That's Abba, which, of course, is a palindrome and in Hebrew means daddy.
I thought it meant take a chance on you.
No. That's wrong. Hey, Albin, listen. Mm-hmm. We got the man on the phone. John Zmirak on the line. John Zmirak, before we let you talk, I want to remind people, go to religiousfreedomrally.org, religiousfreedomrally.org. If you are in Atlanta, Cleveland, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, Tampa, Florida, Tysons, Virginia, Washington, D.C., or West Palm Beach, Florida. There is a rally tomorrow. You can't miss it. This is Wednesday, July 10th, religiousfreedomrally.org. Please check it out. John, we're talking about all kinds of stuff. I was just talking about how the left, and this is kind of what you were saying, they basically behave in a way that forces Trump to hit back. If they behaved in the right way, which is to say, if the U.S. soccer team had told what's her name with the purple hair, hey, it's not going to be helpful for our cause in the whole country. If you want to help soccer, you want to help women's soccer, like, can you play nice? Like, can you be nice? He's the president of the United States. She seems to have gotten away with this. Nobody shut her down. And it really spoils it for everybody. And it kind of forces Trump into this posture where he doesn't want to act presidential.
Well, she figured out, I want to be the next Colin Kaepernick, you know? Yeah. I'm going to become a millionaire. I'm going to become the toast of Park Slope, Brooklyn. you know, I'm going to be, you know, a bunch of people who did not know that women's soccer even occurred,
yeah,
that it even was a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah.
Are going to know about me, and half of them are going to think I'm fantastic. I'm going to go from being, like, you know, chief badminton player to, like, a wealthy celebrity. I can run for Senate someday.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be president. I mean, the lunacy of the left is escalating, but all of this derives from the fact that they don't think it's legitimate for other ideas to exist, for other religious positions,
right,
to exist. They don't think that it's legitimate that any Republican be in office at all. They think they have said, if you support Trump, you're a racist, which means you're a Nazi, which means I can punch you and beat you up and silence you.
Yeah,
that's what they have made that explicit. If you don't support the Democrat, whatever Democrat they nominate, whether it's, you know, Jeffrey Epstein or the guy who runs the NXIVM sex cult or Marianne Williamson, whoever the Democrats nominate, if you don't support that person, you will be a Nazi, and it will be legitimate to kick you off social media, try to get,
yeah,
you fired, and harass your children at school.
Well,
that is the position they have adopted. It is indistinguishable from the attitude that the Khmer Rouge took in Cambodia, that the Chinese government takes today towards religious believers, that Saudi Arabia's religious police take towards heretics and adulterers and homosexuals in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
It is a totalitarian, fanatical mob.
But
that's what they've whipped up.
But it isn't the point here that your average American, let's say of a liberal persuasion, ought now to be able to settle on certain values upon which we can all agree? Due process, the office of the presidency having some dignity and respecting the office of the president, believing in truth and speaking the truth, even if it hurts you sometimes. In other words, these are the things that once as a nation we embraced, if not perfectly, I would say generally speaking.
Right,
that seems,
you know,
to have gone by the wayside in this last election because of Trump.
Well, Trump is the pretext for it.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming Trump, but I'm saying
that it's been happening in colleges for years. It's happening in universities. They're attacking the idea of objective truth. They're attacking the idea of justice,
yeah,
the idea of due process, the idea of free speech. I've heard all of these attacked by cultural Marxists,
right,
by people saying those are white man's values,
when
those
we were,
are slaveholders' values.
When we were at Yale, you and I, when we were at Yale in the 80s, this was going on in the 80s, mm-hmm, it was going on, and it has filtered down. The cultural elites coming out of places like Yale are now the people who were with us then. They're in their 50s now, holding all kinds of positions at the New York Times and so on and so forth, and they have been allowing these ideas to filter into the culture. But it is the death of America. I just want to listen. Well, I want everybody to listen and to me, and I think you certainly agree with me on this, that we have to fight those people, maybe like David French or my friend Rod Dreher, who seem to think that there's another way. I guess I would suggest no. I think that we have to fight, and we are fighting for principles. People who accuse me of having sold my soul to get behind Donald Trump, I don't think that they understand that, in fact, it is the left that has sold out all of their values. We counted on them to believe in human rights and civil rights, and all that stuff has gone by the wayside. I want to turn, if we could, to the really blockbuster news out on Jeffrey Epstein, this supposed hedge fund billionaire who is now behind bars and probably will stay there for the rest of his life for sex trafficking of minors.
Based on what I've been able to see about it, there's been some good reporting. It sounds like he became a billionaire by being a pedophile or a molester of teens, because I think we need to just not mix up people who molest teenagers with people who molest infants. Okay,
hang on a second. We're going to a break. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about Jeffrey Epstein and other news of the day with our friend John Zmirak. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
Can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, I could talk about it all day long.
Great.
But I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say. You can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com. Or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them. But the two-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code. I'll keep that in mind. Folks, I'm talking to John Smirak. Alvin, we're talking to John Smirak.
No.
Big bad John Smirak. John Smirak, we're just talking about Jeffrey Epstein, this billionaire who has been arrested, is behind bars, probably never see the light of day again, for having sex trafficked minors. Now, you said something, and I was reading an article myself, that suggests that he made his money and rose in power and influence and wealth by blackmailing people in other words, by getting them involved in this and then maybe blackmailing them. It's not really clear to me how he got his wealth.
Right. It's not clear to anyone. Vanity Fair did a profile 10, 15 years ago. It always seemed like he was this mysterious wizard. He didn't really have any investment strategies so particularly unique. He didn't have a lot of experience, but he just suddenly had enormous wealth from very rich people. He announced he would not manage any portfolio below $100 million. Now, where does a guy come out of essentially nowhere and get to that position? And I've seen some speculation on the internet that suggested what he did was he threw parties and invited girls who were 15 or 16 but could pass for 18 or 19, let very wealthy people get into compromising positions, and they were filmed doing this, and then presented them with the evidence, and, this girl is 3 years underage, and you could go to prison, or you could just invest in my hedge fund.
Oh,
that's what it sounds like happened.
This is pretty dark stuff. Well, yesterday at 11 o'clock, just before I hit the old hay, I said, let me just watch the first segment of my friend Shannon Bream's TV program. And she had a woman on, Conchita. I can't remember the woman's last name. I only remember the name Conchita, who has been reporting on this story for many years, at least 10 years, and who has done a lot of background research. She wrote a book about this. And in the segment with Shannon Bream last night, she said that she knows that with the statement put out by President Bill Clinton's people yesterday is a false statement. The statement said that he had never been to any of these properties owned by Jeffrey Epstein. There's an island and there are other properties, luxury properties, and that he said that he had only traveled on the plane four times. According to this woman on the program yesterday, the plane logs, because these are private planes and you have to have, you know, logs of who are the passengers and so on and so forth, indicated that President Clinton had been on this private plane 27 times. Mm-hmm. Now, phone logs don't lie, but it seems the president's people did lie yesterday and that they're afraid of something.
Well, they just rounded down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You round down from 27 to 4.
They rounded the girl's ages up, though.
Yeah, if it had been...
Oh, I see.
Oh, that was funny. Mm. Well, it's funny if it weren't so horrifying. I mean, you're talking about girls as young as 14 years old. These are children, and this is in America, in a civilized country, this is considered rape. This is not India of the 1780s. This is America, where we consider treating minors in this way as rape, as criminal offenses. And so it says the president was on that plane 27 times. That's what the plane logs indicate. And according to this woman, many of the times that he was on that plane, there were minors on the plane. When I heard this last night, I scanned the papers this morning and the other news sites. No mention of this. The only time I heard it was on Shannon Bream's show last night. So we're going to try to get this woman on the program to discuss
Me
this.
Too.
But this is blockbuster information, because if you can. Oh, it also, she revealed that this man, Jeff Epstein, he practically started the Clinton Global Initiative with an initial investment of $4 million. Hmm. So his ties to the Clintons are obviously rather strong. And then
he has a very slight tie to Donald Trump, that they were at the same parties at one point in the late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, once before anything was known about this guy, said something nice, something funny about him. But then later, the only real evidential thing we have is that a Florida prosecutor said Donald Trump was the only person he approached who was cooperative, who gave him information and gave him evidence. We also have the fact that Epstein was barred from the Mar-a-Lago resort for hitting on underage girls.
Yeah, he was barred from Trump's property for hitting on underage girls. And, that's kind of the headline there. That's kind of interesting. But the news isn't covering this, so I wanted to talk about it with you briefly, because it seems to me, and I'm kind of making a prediction, this is more prophetic than predictive, but I do believe that this is part of the larger draining of the swamp. When you see figures in positions such as the former president of the United States participating in what we all know is a moral outrage, sex trafficking of underaged girls. This is it's a signal moment in the culture. I think it's
Let's remember this, Eric.
Yeah.
If people like you hadn't betrayed Christianity by supporting Donald Trump, if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, none of this would ever have emerged.
Oh, I know.
None of this stuff about Epstein, about Clinton's ties to it, what was going on at the FBI, the fact that they were blatantly trying to throw an election, that they were setting up the apparatus of an authoritarian state which would manage its elections via the secret police.
Right.
None of this would have come out if people like you and me and Jerry Falwell Jr. and Robert Jeffress and Franklin Graham and a lot of people who get slammed continuously by the too good to live on this earth brigade. Cure for earthly existence. I call them Gnostics. Anyway, if people like us had not rallied to support Donald Trump in the general election, if Hillary Clinton had won, this would all be festering away under some rock and would not be punished.
Oh, there's no question.
And that's what will happen in 2020 if
everybody doesn't
win,
vote. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fox News will become as left-wing as ABC because they'll...
It's John, I have to say that this is... everything you just said is quite right. There are people that are too... They feel that they're too holy to vote for somebody who's not Jesus. And I want to say to those people, when...
Jesus
when
ain't running.
When
he
evil
ran.
People are in power, I do blame you. You're guilty. I would say God blames you. He may forgive you. But let's be clear. You have an obligation to make the dirty choice. And if you don't do that, we're on the hook for this kind of thing going into the future. We'll be right back with John Zmirak.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever. With Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone, plus an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate Majority Leader says the latest jobs report provides more proof that the economy is thriving under President Trump's leadership.
Senator Mitch McConnell says just look at the numbers.
More than 200,000 new jobs were created in June alone.
Growth, McConnell says, is being driven by the nation's workers and job creators.
With a big assist from Republican policies.
McConnell says that under the previous administration, most of the recovery was limited to a few select metropolitan areas.
Not these days. The results have been very different under Republicans' pro-growth, pro-opportunity policy agenda.
He calls this one a real all-American recovery. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
H. Ross Perot, the self-made Texas billionaire who rose from a childhood of Depression-era poverty and twice ran for president as a third-party candidate, has died in Dallas. He was 89. The cause of death was leukemia. This is SRN News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We've got Big John Smirak on. John, we just got about 4 minutes left. There's an article at the Stream, stream.org, written by Timothy Furnish, titled, Do Iran's Leaders Want to Hotwire the Apocalypse? A lot of American evangelicals, such as yours truly, have been led to believe that that is the case, that they want to bring about the end times. Timothy Furnish says that via Joel Rosenberg and Glenn Beck and others, have been misled, that that is not the case.
Right, and Timothy Furnish is a conservative Christian with a PhD in Islamic studies who has published a book on Islamic apocalyptic movements. So he is literally the go-to guy on it. And what he points out is the Iranians, in their version of Islam, Shiite Islam, do not believe that human beings can do anything to make the apocalypse happen faster. They do not. But they think it would be wrong to try. Okay, they do not think they can bring. There's a Muslim version of the second coming, especially among the Shiites. They believe there's this imam who was occulted into heaven in the 7th century, that he will come back and sort of bring on the end times. They do not believe, the Iranian version of Islam does not believe human beings can speed this up. And Glenn Beck and some evangelical Christians, but Glenn Beck, who's a Mormon, have been promoting the idea that Shiite Iranian Muslims think they can bring on the apocalypse, so they're going to get a nuclear weapon, they're going to use it against Israel, knowing they'll get nuked in return because they think that will force Allah to bring on the second coming. None, not one shred of that is true. And please go to stream.org and look at the article, Do Iran's Leaders Think They Can Hotwire the Apocalypse? He will show you chapter and verse that is unequivocally false. I mean, maybe Israel needs to go to war with Iran to stop them from getting a nuclear weapon in its own self-defense. That's different. But it is simply not true that the leaders of Iran want to commit national suicide for religious reasons.
Okay,
that is a crackpot interpretation of their beliefs.
And this is interesting. It's written by Timothy Furnish. No relation to Elton John's husband, David Furnish. Timothy Furnish holds a PhD in Islamic world and African history. He's a former U.S. Army Arabic linguist and civilian consultant to the U.S. Special Ops Command.
He literally published the book on Islamic apocalyptic theology. And what he points out is there are Muslims who have ideas like this, but they're not in Iran. They're the Sunni Muslims in like in ISIS and Al Qaeda. Those people believe they can bring on the apocalypse. So if anything, Saudi Arabia would be more of a candidate than Iran.
Okay,
Iran, they do not believe they can bring on the apocalypse. They are waiting for God to send them their apocalyptic figure, who then he, using divine power, will bring about
okay.
the end time.
Let me ask you, do you think that neocons like John Bolton are trying to suck us into a big war with Iran so that they can tank this president's second term and regain power? Is that your thesis?
It is my thesis, though I wouldn't call John Bolton a neocon. I think he's just a hawk. But I would say people like William Kristol, nothing would make them happier than to see America mired in another stupid war. So we're fighting both the Sunnis in Afghanistan and the Shiites in Iran, so that Trump's presidency goes down the same toilet George W. Bush's did. Yes, I think they want that so that the Trump movement is destroyed. And then when the Democrats win in 2020, the shattered bulk, the little stub of a Republican Party that is left, they think they can take it back
but,
over.
But what do you really think, John?
We're out of time, John. I'd love to talk to you about so much else. My friend John Zmirak, thank you. And folks, thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.